Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Nicola Comotti here, the 73rd edition of the Venezia Film Festival, and today I'm joined by Simone Moraldi.
Hi.
Hi, Simone.
Hi, Nicola.
Long time no hear and see. We were back, you know, from Fred's school days.
Quite a long time, yeah. Quite a long time, but it's about 1 year, last Venice maybe.
Exactly.
I don't know, I don't remember.
Time flies.
Yeah.
But yet, we're here for another event today, still linked to Creative Europe, and I'm very glad. Even gladder that actually is about film literacy, and I'm talking about the event that took place today at the Excelsior, if I'm not mistaken, and it's the Film Corner, a new event thanks to the Foundation Cineteca Italiana. I know that you're one of the highest consultants for the whole project, so I leave you to it. Tell me more about it.
Yeah, today we just introduced this project that will start in November this year, So we had this conference in which the conference was introduced by Lombardia Film Commission, who just made like home hosting. And in the conference there was a presentation of the core I can say of this event was the presentation of two projects that were awarded in the last call for audience development project within the Creative Europe media program. And one of these projects, which was presented and managed by the Fondazione Cineteca Italiana, is the Film Corner. Mm-hmm. And I had the pleasure to work with Matteo Pavesi, which is the director of the Cinematheque of the Cineteca, Fondazione Cineteca Italiana, and with Silvia Pareti, who's the
mastermind.
Yeah, the mastermind of this project. And she also currently works at the Cineteca Italiana because she's the head of special and educational projects and programs of the Cineteca. The project is a quite innovative project. Maybe that's the reason why European Commission enjoyed it and decided to give a grant, because the project is aimed at creating a platform, a digital online virtual, let's say, platform aimed at spreading and involving young people, mm-hmm. especially students aged 12, 16 in film literacy. So the main area the project covers is the relationship between cross-media mm-hmm. and digital innovative technologies and film education, film literacy. And this portal, this website, this platform should contain film literacy apps that we are going to develop in a methodological phase at the very beginning of the project that will be tested in school. So the project is composed in mainly three phases. The first phase is about methodology. So we will discuss with all the partners about the methodology of to create these film literacy applications, both on films, but also independently from films. So film literacy tout court, let's say. Then there will be a technological phases in which a third partner will be a technological partner will be involved, which is the development, the technical development of the platform. And then at the end, when the platform will be developed, we will go into schools, schools from all the countries involved, and we'll have a testing phase with all these schools. And we would like to thank you, all the rest of the partners of the project, we have with us our colleague in Belgrade, which is the Jugoslavenska Cinematheque, the Cinematheque of National Cinematheque of Serbia, which is a quite ancient cinematheque with a huge film heritage of different types. And they will be involved in all the overall phases of the project, and especially with address to their schools in their country. And they will develop with us, of course, also the methodology and the applications and the platform. And then we have the Film Space, which is a national, which is like a local agency in the UK, in Manchester exactly. And they are very active. The founder of this association is Ian Wall. For the people who don't know him, he's like a star. very nice man. He works in film literacy since the 70s. He's created a lot of very important programs in the past in the UK. He also collaborated for a lot of years with the BFI. And then he created an autonomous, an independent agency, which is the Film Space. Mm-hmm. And he's still very active in the production of didactical material and resources, which has this characteristic of cross-mediality. And then we have the Nerve Center, which is a creative learning center in Northern Ireland, in Derry, exactly. And they have a strong skill in developing technological and didactical resources for film literacy, and they have a huge relationship with the territory and the environment, so their impact on territories will be fundamental for the project. And then we have a national partner, which is the University of Milano Bicocca, and especially the Department of Education with Emanuela Mancino, which is a skilled expert in creating didactical methodology for film and art, and they will be the responsible for the evaluation and quality assurance phase of the project.
Well, that sounds fantastic. So probably I'm imagining that there will be kind of three countries to start, and then probably the whole project will expand. You know,
we'd love to. In our purposes, there is also a further phase, mm-hmm. the second part of the project, with address to other countries and other partners, because we would like this platform to be free, so accessible from other countries and other institutions that could claim it and think it's useful for their activities. So we would like to develop the core of the project with some partners, but during the dissemination phase we would like to involve other countries and other schools and other institutions, because we'd like to share this project.
And to conclude, actually, I was really happy to hear the sort of the age gap that we have, so from 12 to 16, because it's such a wonderful and yet such a delicate age. And like intervening into and kind of spreading the idea of film literacy at that time, I think it's very daring and ambitious, but at the same time, it could probably bring the best fruit film literary wise.
Yeah, very ambitious, because we would like to address also at the earlier age, but it was quite hard due to issues connected to minor legal implications for like internet.
Oh, sure.
Because it's not that easy to involve very young children, pupils, in internet browsing, because mm-hmm. there are some issues connected to legal and security for web
the
browsing.
Specific age, yeah.
Then we decided to go a little older age range, but this is a range that allows us to test this connection between cross-media and literacy mm-hmm. in a very sensitive age range, because those guys at that age are quite sensitive to this, but they are not at the very end of their training and education path, so we can address them more freely, because they are not really involved in the very end of their educational path, which is quite engaging for them. So we decided to address to an age which is in the middle, not too young, not too risk, not too old, not to be to receive some closed door in our face, sure. But in the middle. So there's a process behind this decision.
Fantastic. And we as Radio probably going to be stuck in the middle of waiting, because I can't wait to see all the results of this wonderful project.
We'll share.
So once again, let's thank all the people involved for this beautiful film literacy project called The Film Corner.
Yeah, I would like to thank all the people at Cineteca, Silvia and Matteo, who helped me and hosted me and asked me to help to write and think about this project and managing it, because it's really a great pleasure. And I would like to thank
and whoever knows Italian, they also can listen to the exclusive interview that we have with Matteo Paesi and Silvia Pareti to know, of course, about this project. And thank you, Simone, for being with us once again on Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Thank you, Nicolo.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.